Since the dawn of time, humankind has been telling stories. They are the bridges that connect us, doorways to infinite worlds in our imagination, reflecting our feelings, our thoughts, and who we are. We will share stories that will encourage you to spread kindness through your words and actions. A better world starts with you. Welcome to Kamita Time. In today's Kamita Time, we will take you on an international adventure as we celebrate an important holiday with South America's largest country, Brazil. A country that is also the home of the Amazon rainforest, the most important biome in the world. As we close, we will share some additional information about this country and how you can become a guardian of the rainforest, a guardian of nature. In the words of Brazilian singer-songwriter Gilberto Gil, "I see the future of Brazil as the future of the planet." And now, bem-vindo to Kamita Time.
Bem-vindos, meu nome é André. Welcome everyone, my name is André.
E meu nome é Maricel. Bem-vindos. So, André, why is this episode so special to us?
Well, this episode is special to us because we are celebrating part of our Brazilian heritage.
That's right, Brazil. The fifth largest country in the world.
And home to the world's largest rainforest, the Amazon.
Here to share with us a bit more about Brazil, the heritage, the culture, and what we're celebrating today, we have a special guest with us, Paulo Lara.
Meu papai, my dad. And for your information, he was the one recording all of this.
Yes.
Hello, guys. Thank you for having me here.
So, what is your favorite thing about being Brazilian?
This is a really difficult question. Well, first of all, I'm no expert or anything, but from my point of view, I think that what I love the most about being Brazilian is that it's not only one thing. Brazil is such a big country, and our cultural heritage is gigantic, from one state to the other. I like that we are more laid-back. So, sometimes we don't take everything too seriously, when we shouldn't have to. And we are more creative when we have to adjust, find alternative solutions to problems, you know, instead of just simply going by the book. And to be honest, I think that's something really important for all of us, to be able to think outside the box, to find options, even when it's hard to do so.
So, tell us, what do we celebrate today? September 7th?
Today is the 200th anniversary of Brazilian independence. 200 years ago, on September 7th, 1822, Brazil declared their independence from the Portuguese crown.
And it's also your birthday.
Yep, I was born on this day. Just a few years later, eh?
Yeah. So how do you guys celebrate it? What are some of the traditions you guys do?
Well, it varies depending on the state, the city, but overall, Brazilians, they love to enjoy some time off during the holiday, for sure. Some of the major cities, they have parades on the streets with marching bands and other festivities. But to be honest, for a lot of people, especially because they have the day off, they just take the time to relax, have a barbecue with friends and family, or something like that.
So, is it like the Independence Day here in the US? What does it really mean?
It's a celebration of independence, very similar to what we celebrate here on July 4th in the United States. But the story of how Brazil got their independence was very different. See, it all started over 500 years ago, when Portuguese explorer Pedro Álvares Cabral was on an expedition trying to reach India to trade, to do business. What happened was that he took a wrong route and ended up encountering another continent altogether, that we know today as South America. And that's when he arrived in Brazil on April 22nd, 1500.
That was some wrong turn.
Yep. However, they didn't really discover Brazil, right? The land was already inhabited by approximately 11 million natives, living in about 2,000 tribes. Initially, Cabral thought he had arrived in an island, so he named it island of Veracruz, but then renamed it Brazil because of a type of wood native to the country that they started to extract and ship to Portugal called Brazil wood, or like we call it, Pau Brasil.
So that's where the name came from.
Exactly. And for over 300 years after that first arrival, Brazil was a colony of Portugal, which means that we basically did not make our own rules or laws, and almost everything that we produced, we had to give to the crown. Because of that, a lot of Brazilians started to feel like separating from Portugal. So, on January 9th, 1822, Dom Pedro, the first emperor of Brazil and heir to the Portuguese crown, defied the order of the crown and refused to go back to Portugal, deciding to stay in Brazil. That day is known as Dia do Fico, or Day of the Stay. And from that point on, everything led to the declaration of Brazilian independence from Portugal on September 7th by Dom Pedro I.
So the Brazil's independence was started by a ruler that defined the crown that is very different from what happened to the US.
That's true. Even though some people did not accept that separation, it was already done. From that point on, Brazil became an independent country and today is a melting pot of cultures, starting with the tribal nations that inhabited Brazil, the Portuguese, African slaves they brought, and later with immigrants from many parts of the world. And that's what makes us who we are. Of course, things are not perfect, but I would say that this cultural melting pot is the fabric of our lives.
Well, we had the opportunity to visit our family and friends in Brazil this summer, and we got to experience some really cool things. What were some of your favorite, André?
Seeing capivaras was one of them.
Yeah, and visiting the Butantan Institute as well?
Yes, that's where they make the snake anti-venom. We saw so many snakes.
Yeah, like anacondas.
Like anacondas and some other weird creatures too.
Yeah, we did.
And you learned that it was in Brazil that the snake anti-venom was discovered by Vital Brasil, a biomedical scientist and immunologist. That's another thing that is really cool about Brazil, that a lot of times people don't talk much about. Brazil contributed enormously to so many advances in the fields of science, biology, and innovations in general. Some of the other things invented by Brazilians include the airplane, the radio transmission, the X-ray, the hot air balloon, the artificial heart, the shower, the watch, and many other things.
Wow!
I also love seeing how connected to nature Brazil is. Like, kids learn about conservation in their daily lives. It's not just something they learn from school. They have a deep love for nature and a deep respect as well. It's part of everything they do, from recycling to using natural resources, saving water, reducing waste, cooking with natural ingredients like freshly squeezed orange juice. I think that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Brazil is also one of the most biodiverse countries in the world. I was actually reading about this. There are about 4 million different species of plants and animals in the country. Which actually, this reminds me of something. Since we're talking about protecting nature and our natural resources, that reminds me of a story. The Curupira story. André, what do you remember about this folk tale from Brazil?
Well, he was a person to protect the forest, but he had feet that were faced in the opposite direction and very red hair.
Right. Why were his feet in the opposite direction?
I have no idea.
Maybe the story that I'm going to read might make you remember why. Well, the story of the Curupira originated among the native tribes in Brazil, and it is part of a nationwide folklore. It is one of the oldest folkloric tales in Brazil, and one of the first legends to be registered by the Portuguese colonists when they arrived in the country. Deep inside Brazilian forests, there's a mythological creature, a powerful supernatural entity called Curupira. His name comes from the native Tupi language, and it means small child. The legends say that Curupira is small. His hair is bright red like fire, and his feet are turned backwards, like André mentioned, with his ankles facing forward. He uses his backward feet to create footprints that will make travelers confused, so they won't catch him. Some say that his body, teeth, and eyes are green as well. That's because he is the protector of the forest. And because of that, he is feared by hunters and poachers that take more than they need of the forest, or even people herding animals, cutting down trees, or destroying nature.
The Legend of Curupira, as told by Ricardo Moreira Figueiredo Filho.
The natives say that in the forest lives a mischievous little dwarf with fire-colored hair and backwards-turned feet. This strange creature is called Curupira. Friend of nature, he is commonly seen mounted on a wild hog and spends his day taking care of plants and animals. When a storm approaches, for example, he warns the trees and the animals so that everyone can protect themselves from the lightning and the winds. On a certain occasion, a poacher was chasing a monkey that was playing with his young ones. Curupira, realizing the enemy's intention, began to walk, leaving his inverted footprints clearly visible. Looking at those marks on the ground, the man became interested. It seems that the natives pass through here. I will go after them because they know what the best hunting spots are. After having walked for quite some time, he was attracted by a beautiful song. In fact, it was Curupira singing, and that voice led the hunter to a trap on the ground. The Curupira, the guardian of the forest, approached the hole and heard the prisoner's cry. "Please get me out of here! You wanted to capture little monkeys, and now it's you who's trapped. You had it coming." The hunter was truly ashamed and sad, and Curupira was moved by that. "No need to cry. I will release you. But first, you must promise me that from this day forward, you will respect animals and nature." I promise," said the poacher. Because of his promise, Curupira decided to let him go. "Now go, but don't forget your promise." The poacher, who was truly sorry, started to take care of animals and the forest. And Curupira was happy because he kept his promise. So, what did you think of our story today?
I thought it was cool because Curupira gave the hunter a chance, and the hunter kept his promise.
Right, like he, Curupira, the protector of the forest, in this case, saw that something was happening to the forest and he intervened. But he gave the person a chance to change.
But does he go after everyone that goes into nature?
No, not really, because he's the guardian of the forest. Curupira does not punish those that use nature to survive or those that take good care of the forest. Well, you said something I liked about Curupira giving him a chance. I thought that was really nice, too, because it makes me think that we all have the opportunity as well to make different choices, to learn, to grow, and certainly everything that we do impacts the world around us. So we can do something to help protect nature as well. What are some ways, André, you think that we can help?
Maybe we could use less paper.
That makes sense.
And we could recycle.
You're right. And when it comes to protecting nature, unfortunately, one of the biggest threats today is increasing deforestation. That is something that is impacting the Amazon rainforest today. And policies that are being put together that are not necessarily environmentally friendly are also hurting the environment. I know that in Brazil right now, there are tribes that are still losing their land because of mining and because of exploitation of natural resources. So when it comes to protecting nature, and like you said, all of us have a part to play. And there are many things that we can do. One of the things that are affecting the Amazon rainforest right now is the deforestation. You know what deforestation means?
I think deforestation means, like, you know how some people cut down trees?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what deforestation is.
It is exactly that. And that is actually what's happening in the rainforest. A lot of the tribes that are actually protected by the government, they're being pushed away from their land because of loggers that are going in and invading it so that they can destroy the trees and they can build big farms there. And it's not fair. However, there are a lot of amazing, amazing organizations and amazing groups of people that are trying to get everyone rallied up and involved to help make change. Organizations like the Rainforest Trust, Amazon Conservation, Rainforest Foundation are some of the very few that are being very active in not only educating people and all of the things that are happening in the rainforest, but how we can make an impact. But it doesn't just stop at us doing something for the rainforest in Brazil. There are many things that you can do to make an impact. The next time you go to the supermarket, ask your parents to buy fruits like bananas and coffee that are grown in a sustainable way. That means that they're grown in a safe way for the environment, for the wildlife, and people. Try reading a book or story about other children, other families who live in or near the rainforest. See how they live their lives and how their families' lives depend on plants and animals from the rainforest. How would it look like to be in their shoes for one day? Tell your friends and family about how important it is to protect the environment. Try to make a list about actions that you can take at home to help, like recycling and conserving water. If you look around your home, try to find things you use or eat that come from the rainforest. Think about how many of those things we use every day, how they originate from the rainforest, and how it could affect you if one day they were all gone. Learn more about the different animals found in the Amazon and how they are impacted. Did you know there are still species in the Amazon rainforests that are yet to be discovered? Everything that we do has an impact in the world around us, and we can certainly take a lot of actions to help save and protect the rainforest and our world. It is up to us to help, not only for today's generation, but for future generations to come. Today we were joined by a special guest, right, Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing that Papai said?
I think my favorite thing he said was sharing about his culture.
Right, because it is part of your culture as well, and mine. Today we learned about Brazil, their Independence Day, and some of the things that make Brazil so diverse. We also shared the legend of Curupira, the protector of the forest. And we talked about the Amazon rainforest, and we shared some ways of how we can protect it. I think that a great way to celebrate this Independence Day for Brazil is realizing that we are never really truly independent. We're not alone in this world. We are all connected to one another, to the planet, to the universe. We are who we are because of what we have accomplished together. Being independent just means that we get to make our own choices. But with that freedom comes a responsibility to understand that we are not alone, and that while we may be free to choose our path and decide on so many things, we're not free from the consequences of some of these actions. We must do our part to take care of this world by learning, studying, preserving, educating, and planting a better future. What we do can make a difference. Every action counts. Every story matters. Thank you for listening and being part of our Coming to Time, our story time, until our next adventure.
Hey, Benoiji.
Bons sonhos.
Durmam com os anjos.
Good night. If you like this episode, please support us by following us at Camita Time in Instagram and Facebook.